The featured artist is Miss Kirsten Stevens, violinist. All right, so the family is at the Mall of America, and I'm just making this story up. Let me point this out now. I'm just making this up. There is a Mall of America, and all those facts that I gave you about it are true. All that's real. The events are made up. Okay. So you have this family just enjoying themselves. Thoroughly enjoying themselves. They're enjoying each other. They're enjoying the rides. They're enjoying the food. And remember, they're relaxed about eating all this junk food because they know that this is not typically how they eat. They know once this is over, they go back to eating the way they normally eat. Very healthy. But today, if the kids want to load up on junk food, and when I say the kids, I mean not only the children kids, but the big kids too, the parents. If they want to throw down on a lot of junk food, cool. Yes, they've been smelling some hot dogs and sausage dogs and burgers and fries, and they already know before the day's over, they're going to be digging on some of that. They're going to be looking for some peach pie, apple pie, ice cream. Oh, yeah, they're going to be eating. Because they've already planned. They're going to be there all day. They're going to get somewhere after a little while and just sit, rest a while. They're not going to just keep going and wear themselves out by just going and never stopping. No, they're going to get someplace when it's time to eat lunch. They've already said, hey, let's make it a lunch. Get our food and just sit there 30, 40 minutes. Long as we can, if they're not rushing us to get up. And then we'll go sit somewhere else and just sit a while. And then let's get on up and start moving again. Oh, they got the day planned out. They are going to have a ball. And they are working their plan. It's not such a detailed plan that it's like a regiment and they take the fun out of it. They just have a general idea of what they're going to do. They know they're going to eat at least three times. But they haven't said, well, we'll look for this kind of food at 12 o'clock. No, somewhere around 12, they'll just see where they are and see what food is around, and they'll go from there. They just play it by ear. They're going to have fun this day. And they are having fun. It's working out like they planned it. They're at the spur of the moment, hey, let's go do this. And everybody's listening. Okay, a little bit of disagreement, but boom. They quickly remember this is about fun. So one person says, let's go on this ride next. The other one says, well, no, let's go on that one. One of the big kids, one of the parents, says, well, since we went on the ride that you recommended last time, let's go on the one that your sister wants to go on this time. Okay. And they're doing their thing, just having a blast. They get on this ride, and one of the children says, okay, I got to use the bathroom. Okay, well, I'll go with you. Making sure that dad goes into the bathroom with son, mom goes into the bathroom with daughter. Some kind of way, one of the children, after this bathroom break is over, doesn't show up. They don't show up. And they keep waiting. Dad goes back into the bathroom looking for, the parent goes back into the bathroom looking for the missing child. Can't find the child anywhere. And you can imagine, they're getting desperate. Where is our child? Where is my sibling? And they're frantically looking around, turning all around, looking, and calling the name of the child, the missing child. And remember now, we have well over 100,000 other bodies and voices under the same roof. We have all kinds of rides going on under this roof. Food is being cooked, and when you really stop, you can hear the sound of some of the frying going on, some of the sizzling going on. You can hear the sounds of drinks being poured from the dispensers. All of a sudden, now that you really need to hear that missing child's voice, it seems like all these other sounds are amplified. All of a sudden, what seemed to be big now seems humongous. That Mall of America just seemed so big when you all first walked in, and it was so big, but now it seems humongous. And you're wondering, how will you ever locate your child? How will you all locate the missing child? How will the missing child locate you? How will you all be reunited? And panic begins to set in. No doubt, not only for the three family members who are still together, but definitely for the missing child who is not with the rest of the family as well. Panic. Confusion. Can you imagine what it's like to be in a country and you don't even have the benefit of being under roof of a building that is so big that it can hold 9 Yankee stadiums, but that's all it can hold? It is just one roof. You're outside of that building now, and you're in a nation with open sky, millions and millions of buildings. Not only people on foot, 110,000 plus walking around in the same building that you're in, but now you're talking about a nation with more than 300 million with cars, trucks, buses, planes, and trains transporting people to, from one place to another. Sometimes just 30 minutes away, sometimes 3 hours away, sometimes 8 hours away. And family's been torn apart deliberately. Deliberately torn apart by people who decided that that's the route they wanted to take, because they decided that you did not belong in this country. It was done to countless African families during the days of slavery. It was done to countless families, even sometimes to an extent during Jim Crow, when you had people being thrown in jail for little or no infractions. You had that done during the Japanese internments. You have it being done now to people of Hispanic descent, because there are some who don't want them here in this country. They did it several years ago during Hurricane Katrina. Interestingly enough, when middle class and upper middle class, primarily white members of the community, but also black members of the community, needed to be bussed out of harm's way, buses were sent there quickly and in comparison, and families kept intact and bussed out of harm's way. When they finally sent transportation to accommodate the poor black people, the decision was made to separate the children from the families. Put the children on one bus, put the parents on another bus. And they had the children taken to one state and the parents taken to another state. There was absolutely no reason for that. There was no reason for that whatsoever. And now we have Hispanic families being torn apart for no good reason whatsoever. It's bad enough that they're being shipped out of the country, but to break them up too, and don't know, parents don't know where the children are going. The children have no idea where the parents are going. Why? Other than just mean-spiritedness.